The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Along with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you on a Thursday edition of Cap and J-Hood. We got Shay, we got JR, we got you for a three-hour ride here on a Deal Breaker Thursday. 312-332-3776. Good morning to you guys on Twitch as well. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Oh, we will be with you until 10 o'clock. We'll actually crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko because the White Sox will take on the Guardians 11:30 pregame right here on the home of the Sox, ESPN 1000. But first, my friend, as you well know, David Kaplan, it is meat and cheese week because it's the Bears and the Packers. Oh, no matter the records, you still love the matchup.
I so love this matchup, and there'd be nothing better going on around here if we could wake up Monday morning. We've got a dead-ass team on the north side. Yes, they swept them. That's great. White Sox are in hospice, basically.
Yep.
They're going to have a miraculous rally.
Yes, you're just trying to make Dad comfortable right now.
Correct.
That's what it is. Nice pillow.
Correct. You want to eat that you haven't had in a long time before you go.
Said, okay, just let me know anything that you need, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll be right outside.
Right.
That's what White Sox fans are going right now, looking in.
Hit the button, the nurse will get me, and I'll get you whatever you need.
Okay,
that all said. If we wake up Monday morning for a victory Monday, and we beat the Packers' ass, oh my goodness.
Yes.
They'd be 0-2, we'd be 2-0, we'd have the tiebreaker at this point, and all of a sudden, it would be lit around here.
Absolutely.
It would be amazing.
Absolutely. I would love to see that for this Bears team because ultimately you want to see them win and not lose. It's not about being right about the one loss record. It's about to see the development of the football team. You know, what's interesting, Cap, is that I don't know. We don't do it as much on this show, but we see it nationally. We see it on shows like First Take and First Things First and Get Up and all these shows on television in the morning where if you look up, and look at the bottom of the screen, usually the topic is about quarterbacks. And I understand that the National Football League is the king of sports, and I understand that people are interested from a fantasy standpoint, from a gambling standpoint, a rooting interest standpoint. You're interested in the National Football League. But a lot of those conversations, not necessarily about the team, it's about quarterback play. It is the low-hanging fruit of football conversation. You know, does Patrick Mahomes have another chance to win a championship in his career? Is Josh Allen going to be able to win the Super Bowl this year? It's not the Bills. Can Josh Allen get it done? Now that Dak Prescott's down, what happens with Cooper Rush and the Dallas Cowboys? Is Justin Herbert on his way? Joe Burrow, will he have another bite at the apple? All this stuff,
will
right?
Will Kenny Pickett supplant Mitchell Trubisky
exactly.
by week 5?
Is Brady done? All this stuff, right? It's all about the quarterback play.
Yes.
But I would also tell you, Cap, that the quarterback conversation that you see and that you read is wildly unfair more times than not. And here's why. Here's Trey Lance against Justin Fields. That particular battle was interesting to me because we're talking about two young quarterbacks. Trey Lance supplanting Jimmy Garoppolo. Is he going to be the heir apparent? Is he going to have the job full stop for San Francisco. Other side, Justin Fields. There is no big red over his shoulder, right? There's no Andy Dalton.
Right. Simeon's not getting the job.
Yeah, no. We know it's Justin's job. But I think to a man and a woman that's listening to the show, you know that this is about the development of Justin Fields. I don't think we're going to see Tom Brady under center for the Bears in 2022. We'll see a young quarterback developing into the best Justin Fields that we'll see. But as I told you yesterday, I don't really care about what I hear as far as someone going after my team, the Bears, or going after our play. It doesn't matter because ultimately it's about your opinion. It's about my opinion. It's about the listener's opinion individually. If someone has a problem with Justin Fields, I'll listen, but it doesn't necessarily bother me because it's their opinion. But here's a guy like Lombardi here from VEASAN, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy here, Lombardi. And he's been in a lot of front offices. I think we're going through it, right? He was with Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm
going
to bring you his resume right now. Michael Lombardi,
yeah.
Who now works on VEASAN.
Mm-hmm.
He was an assistant to the coaching staff of the Patriots. He's 63 years of age. He has also been in the NFL with, let's see, he worked at UNLV mm-hmm. football. Then he scouted for the 49ers, scouted for the Browns. Pro Personnel Director of the Browns, Director Player Personnel of the Browns, Director of Pro Personnel Eagles, Oakland Raiders Senior Personnel Executive for 10 years, Cleveland Browns General Manager and Vice President, New England Patriots Assistant to the coaching staff, and won 2 Super Bowl rings. So you could say he's not good at his job or he right. didn't have a good... He's got a pretty impressive resume.
And he is one of these guys that has an opinion. He's on VEASAN, he's got a podcast. So... Mike Lombardi was asked about what we saw in the previous matchup on Sunday with San Francisco and the Bears, Trey Lance and Justin Fields. Here's some thoughts from Lombardi from VEASAN talking about Justin Fields.
I turned the tape on yesterday or Monday afternoon, and I wrote this for VEASAN before Mike said it. Before Mike said it, I wrote, the worst quarterback in that game wasn't Lance, it was Fields. They were both bad, but Fields was worse. Fields can't read. He can't read the progression. It's one look and go. And if he can make a play like a high school play where he scrambles out and throws the ball to Pettis across the field, God bless, there you go. Mm-hmm. But Bear fans, you didn't upgrade yourself from Trubisky. You gave it all up. Ryan Pace's gift to you, besides a bad offensive line, is perhaps not having another quarterback. Now, they can come out and Eberflus can talk about how proud he was of him and all the things he did. No, no. I'm with Mike Martz on this.
Yeah, so this stems from Mike Martz saying, you know, really taking a shot at Trey Lance and Justin Fields. He put him in a body bag, did he not?
He put him in a body bag. He was more critical of Trey Lance, Mike Martz was.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Lombardi, more critical of Justin Fields. And when he says, Bear fans, you didn't upgrade from Trubisky. Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Good morning. Enjoy your coffee.
Really? And what do you think of that? Because I would tell him that he's wrong. And also I would say that here we are in 2022. We just don't have time to watch a team or a quarterback develop on anymore, huh? We just don't have the time to say, okay, let's watch a guy for 17 weeks and see whether or not he can be able to carry his own weight as a quarterback. Oh, he had an average season. Okay, we'll see what happens in year 2. We don't have time for that anymore, right? There was a time that you and I, as broadcasters, as fans, would watch a young player develop and have the patience enough to look at it, you know, week by week, season by season, seeing the development either going the right way or the wrong way. But we would not cast aspersions on a player based on one game against San Francisco in a monsoon.
Correct. Now, maybe he'll say to you, and I'm with you, I think as much as I liked Mitch, and I'm not saying I liked Mitch for his accomplishments. I liked the way he did his job. He worked hard. He tried. It just wasn't good enough. We'll see how he does with a more competent coaching staff. My problem is a guy like Lombardi, maybe he will say to you, Jonathan, I am making my evaluation from what I saw at Ohio State, what I saw last year, and what I saw on Sunday. Maybe that's how he feels. I think he's dead wrong. This is a clear upgrade for Mitchell Trubisky. He was the better quarterback on the field in a monsoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he sounds ridiculous when he's actually claiming Justin's worse. I don't know what he's watching.
I mean, when you hear Lombardi say,
I turned the tape on yesterday or Monday afternoon, and I wrote this for VSiN before Mike said it. Before Mike said it, I wrote, the worst quarterback in that game wasn't Lance, it was Fields. They were both bad, but Fields was worse. Fields can't read. He can't read the progression. It's one look and go. And if he can make a play like a high school play where he scrambles out and throws the ball to Pettis across the field, God bless, there you go. Mm-hmm. But Bear fans, you didn't upgrade yourself from Trubisky. You gave it all up. Ryan Pace's gift to you, besides a bad offensive line, is perhaps not having another quarterback. Now, they can come out and Eberflus can talk about how proud he was of him and all the things he did. No. I'm with Mike Martz on this.
So he's gonna base that opinion on a rickety offensive line last year,
yep,
in which you don't have time to look at your second and third reads when you are on your ass in 3 seconds or less.
Got sacked 9 times against Cleveland.
When do you have time? Again, I've never been a quarterback in the NFL. Never been a quarterback. Point is, though, is that how much time do you really have when the previous head coach doesn't put a tight end there to chip, you don't have a fullback, you don't have extra protection or over an offensive line? How much time do you have to go through your reads when you got to get the ball out in 2 seconds?
2.2 seconds.
Yeah. How much time do you have? It ain't like Brady back there can pat the football a few times, or Patrick Mahomes has time with his offensive line to get it out in 4 seconds or less, or Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, there's a good read on Patrick Mahomes. Orlovsky did a breakdown, and I'm a big Dan Orlovsky guy. I like him, but he said he might be the best that he's seen when he trusts his offensive line, which is really good.
Yep.
Like, they rebuilt their offensive line on the freaking fly after they lost the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell Schwartz, you're injured. You're out. This guy, you're out. And he went out, and they pay the price. They give him time. And all of a sudden, he throws, what, 5 touchdowns the other day?
Mm-hmm.
He said he might be the best he's seen because he's getting 3.5, 4 seconds. That is huge.
So
our guy's under siege.
Well, yeah, that's the whole difference. So you're just saying he's a one-read guy, that if the first receiver's not open, he's going to tuck it and run. Well, I would too, so I won't get killed behind that offensive line. I would too. He's going to base his opinion on that. And again, Cap, he has every right to have his opinion. What I'm saying is that here we are in 2022 where we just don't have time to watch anything develop, because you need to have that opinion right away. Got to have that hot take right now.
Got to.
Got to have it right now, because God forbid you're a young quarterback in this league and you're trying to figure things out, and you got 17 games through a regular season and the team loses. Well, it's because of the quarterback, not because of the coaching, not because of the scheme, not because of lack of talent. Nope, it's about that quarterback. We have dumbed down this sport to quarterback play only. When there's so – listen, don't take my word for it. How many former players do you and I talk to try to get advice or try to get insight, right?
A lot.
And don't they talk in granular detail about how everything has to work in concert for a team to be able to work? It's more than just the quarterback. Is he any good? Yes or no? Yes. Is he the linchpin for all of it? Yes. But there's other things at work. The weapons, the offensive line, the defense, the coaching, the scheme. All those things still matter in the NFL. But no, we got to talk right now. Is Justin Fields a bust? Yes, maybe no. We need to know that right now.
Correct.
That's where we are today.
Well, remember last year? Every morning we came in here, we would have the monitors on, either ESPN or Fox, one of them, Good Morning Football. And everyone, the headline, should the Bears be starting Justin Fields? They didn't even give Andy Dalton a chance to take one snap.
Of course not.
Not one.
Because the mind was made up. Big Greg can't get the job done. Put the kid in so we can criticize him,
correct,
too.
Correct.
So, Shay, let's open the phone lines. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. How concerned are you that Mike Lombardi could be right? Again, if you care about what he has to say, someone who's been in many front offices in the National Football League, are you concerned that Mike Lombardi is right? Trubisky was the better quarterback all along, that he still should be in blue and orange and not Justin Fields as the quarterback. So you heard the sound. We're going to get your reaction to that coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10. That's a dollar.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood. Morning 7 to 10 right here on ESPN 1000. Hope that you're going to have a great Thursday. It's a Deal Breaker Thursday. We will have Shot or No Shot coming your way at 8 o'clock. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I want to ask you your thoughts about Mike Lombardi. Again, he can have the opinion that he wants. I couldn't care less. All I'm saying is that the overarching thought for me, Cap, is that we, as a football society, we, as football fans, look at one game or look at a young quarterback or a young player and say, yep, that's who he is, based on one game. That's who he is, based on one season. And to me, it's more about development. Justin Fields right now, it's not a ready-made quarterback. It's still someone that's got to get past and wash off the Nagy regime, get in that shower and wash off all that Nagy, wash off all those bad habits. And now he's with a new regime under Luke Getsy and Eberflus.
So I just said to you something that I heard. Colin Cowherd had Sean Payton on. And Payton said, oh, yeah, in Miami, Teddy Bridgewater will be playing quarterback down there at some point this season.
Okay, so Tua's done now.
They just beat New England. Yeah, right.
Okay.
They just beat New England, dominated the game. And guess what? It's more about Teddy Bridgewater's talent than Tua not being good enough. We're one game in, they're 1-0, and Tua's already got to hear that. It's not like you or I or some sports talk host down there. Freaking Super Bowl winning Hall of Fame coach is saying Teddy Bridgewater is going to be the quarterback down there. It's like insane.
It's just amazing to me because it's ultimately about the development of young players, especially at the quarterback position. So how concerned are you that Mike Lombardi could be right, that Trubisky should still be the quarterback for the Bears and not Justin Fields?
Yeah, I don't know if he said that as much as you didn't upgrade from Trubisky.
Well, do you believe that? I disagree with that.
Okay, now there's no bigger supporter of Mitch than me.
Mm-hmm.
That's also because I got to know the guy, and he's a wonderful person, and he works hard, and his teammates liked him. He wasn't good enough here.
That's right.
That's just a fact. Even I can recognize, hey, man, it just didn't go well. Whether that was you had a bad coach, you had a bad system, you also played bad.
Yes. This season will tell a greater story than we could ever tell about Trubisky being with a class organization like the Steelers with a great coach in Mike Tomlin. Now, this will tell the story.
Correct.
If he can't hold on this job, he will be Mike Glennon.
He'll be a career backup, make a lot of money. He'll be Chase Daniel.
Yes.
That's just a fact.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Hawthorne Woods starts us off. Here's Scott on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. How are you, Sparky?
Good, good. Hey, listen, I just want to call because kind of to Hootie's point, you know, the receivers out there have to take some responsibility for being where they need to be, too. You know, you got a young kid like Fields, even when Trubisky, you know, these young quarterbacks come in. Those receivers got to be where they're supposed to be. And when you got a bunch of guys that are really not top shelf receivers, you know, are they where they're supposed to be when he's reading those progressions, according to Lombardi? So, you know, you got to have your people in the right place, too. If all you can find is one receiver who's where he's supposed to be, you know, that doesn't help a young quarterback either.
Scott, that's a great point. I appreciate your telephone call. I've always said this, Cap. I don't think you've heard me say this before, but I'll tell you this morning. I've always thought that football broadcasts were filmed incorrectly. We are so used to the 50-yard line side camera where you can see the line and you can see the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to see it long view.
You're talking about the all 22 look.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I think more because that tells you a greater story on whether or not a wide receiver is trying to fight to get open. You notice we never see the wide receiver. The wide receivers fade off your screen. Correct?
Correct.
When you watch a football game, traditionally, college, pro, whatever, you're just seeing the lines and the quarterback.
Yeah, you see everyone pre-snap.
Yes.
Once the ball is snapped, everything is on. Did he hand off? Is he throwing? You have no idea who's down the field. None.
That's why I think a lot of us as football fans, unless we have the all 22, can't tell whether or not the wide receiver is fighting to get open. Because if 80-90% of the time, if the wide receivers are bottled up, then the quarterback can't get it to the wide receiver, right? If that person does not have blazing speed to get past the corner or the secondary period, that guy can't get open. And I think that, especially last year, that was a major problem. Allen Robinson is, you know, running a 10-yard out, 15-yard out, and turns, and the corner's right on top of him. All right, so he's not fighting to get open. He doesn't have the blazing speed to separate. And so I always think that, you know, for Justin Fields, he's got 3 seconds to throw. If he's got no one to throw to, he should run. He should run. It's why he uses Montgomery a lot, because he knows he's right in front of him, 5 yards.
Correct.
So,
check down.
Yeah. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app, here's Harding in Charlotte, North Carolina on ESPN 1000. Hey, Harding.
Good morning, gentlemen. So morning. Here's the thing. As a fandom, we're suffering through the marketing ploy of content creation. Like, when you think about what Mike Lombardi just said, nothing that you watch in that game suggests that he should have went that route. But you know what he is trying to do? He's trying to draw eyes and attention to his podcast. He has to make the most outrageous comment possible, because if it sticks, everybody's talking about the outrage portion of it. And if it doesn't stick, nothing happens to him. There's no penalty for him being wrong, right? So at the end of the day, he's doing what he has to do to get eyes, because hate, for whatever reason, is a bigger attention grabber than love is. If it was love, we'd go, oh, okay, cool, a little golf clap, and then we move on. But with the hate, we have about 6,000 or 7,000 calls probably lined up on your phone right now. But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Justin Fields is going through his progression. I believe in Justin Fields, because one thing I felt about that game on Sunday, Justin Fields went out there and won a game. The defense performed too, but Justin Fields went out there and won a game. I never saw that from Mitch Trubisky. We were hoping Mitch Trubisky put us in a position to win and let the defense close it. But Justin Fields went out there and won that game.
You do know the last time the Bears beat the Packers, Aaron, I think, is 25-5 his last 30 against Chicago.
You told me, yep.
I believe the last time, in fact, I know the last time the Bears won, Mitch played a pretty solid football game, 24-17 at Soldier Field to clinch the division in 2018. That's the last time the Bears beat the Packers.
Think about that, Harding.
I'm a fan of Mitch, though. So, I mean, I hope he does well with the Steelers as well. We're talking one game. He also threw 6 touchdowns against the Buccaneers, which I think went on to win the Super Bowl the next year or the year after or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, every dog has its day, right? A wrong clock is right twice a day. So it is what it is.
Thank you, Dad, for those that old school technology, that old school thoughts there of a clock is right twice a day.
A stop clock is right twice a day.
Yeah,
right.
I love that.
By the way, that box score, I have it in front of me from the last time Chicago beat Green Bay. Bears improved to 10-4. Packers fell to 5-8-1. And that day, Rodgers, 25-42, 274, no touchdowns, one pick, sacked 5 times. Quarterback rating of 68.9. Mitchell Trubisky, 20-28. 235, 2 touchdowns, no picks, 1 sack, and a rating of 120.4. That end of that day, you're like, maybe we've got something here.
Not to be. No question. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Mike Lombardi says about Justin, seems like he thinks he's washed. He had a one-read quarterback. Doesn't think he's very good.
An upgrade from Trubisky.
Think about that. So do you agree with Mike Lombardi in that regard? We'll take more of your phone calls on that. Also still to come, do you ever use football as an excuse? We'll explain that. Shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. Cap and Jay Hood, mornings at 7.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
To the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app in which you can find the Bear Down podcast with Black and Abdallah. You need more Bears? Go to the ESPN Chicago app, just click Bear Down, and boom, more Bears conversation there. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So glad you're with us here this Thursday morning. We got a lot to get to here. And we were talking about the thoughts from Mike Lombardi from VSiN talking about Justin Fields.
I turned the tape on yesterday or Monday afternoon, and I wrote this for VSiN before Mike said it. Before Mike said it, I wrote the worst quarterback in that game wasn't Lance, it was Fields. They were both bad, but Fields was worse. Fields can't read. He can't read the progression. It's one look and go. And if he can make a play like a high school play where he scrambles out and throws the ball to Pettis across the field, God bless, there you go. Mm-hmm. But Bear fans, you didn't upgrade yourself from Trubisky. You gave it all up. Ryan Pace's gift to you, besides a bad offensive line, is perhaps not having another quarterback. Now, they can come out and Eberflus can talk about how proud he was of him and all the things he did. No, no. I'm with Mike Martz on this.
So the thoughts there from Lombardi and Cap and I disagree. Now, here's the thing. My partner, David Kaplan, my great partner, is a guy that looks at a lot of things black and white. You could be right or wrong, but he doesn't have a lot of nuance. But he does have nuance when it comes to young athletes, young players, because Cap was a scout. He has scouting glasses on all the time. Even though he doesn't have a scouting service anymore, he scouts people. He walks by and says, boy, there's a guy that's 6'5", 6'6". Did that guy play basketball? You still have the scouting eye, right?
Yes, and I called you yesterday from the gym. Mm-hmm. I was in the locker room. Guy walked in. I'm looking at him. I'm like, that dude, I know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Turner.
Yes.
Evan Turner, who played in the NBA for a long time with the St. Joe's and with Ohio State.
Yeah, but you sized him up like a Purdue chicken first, though.
But as soon as he walked in, I'm like, okay, that guy's 6'6", 6'7", mm-hmm. got shoulders. We start talking. What do you do for a living? I'm a retired player. Evan Turner!
Mm-hmm.
Bam!
Yep.
But when he walked in, my scouting eyes went back and went, okay, that dude could play. Just the way he walked,
yes.
The way he was built, that guy could play ball.
So I guess the reason why I say that is because when it comes to Justin Fields, you have not made up your mind and drawn a line in the sand and says, this guy can play or can't play, because it's still new. It's still fresh. It's his first year as a full-time starter with the team. But I know, but in this society, it seems like sports television in particular is a reflection of what happens on social media and vice versa.
Well said.
That's what it is. Whatever, when someone fires off a tweet and says, this guy sucks, then you got to address it on sports television. And it's permeated through sports radio as well.
Yeah, that's the worst part about the media field today. That if somebody not just tweets about it, but somebody has a blog and they write, oh, this should happen or that. Our bosses, not here, Danny's not like that, but newsrooms go, you better react to that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Because somebody says something stupid, I need to react to it?
So we're getting your thoughts on that as we go to Plainfield. Here's Javier.
But we say plenty of stupid things,
too. No question. Just stay tuned.
Exactly.
Javier in Plainfield on ESPN 1000. Javi.
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show. Listen every day.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Listen, as far as a Bears fan goes, you know, when Trubisky came in, all Bears fans, we want this guy to make it. We want this guy to be our quarterback. Trubisky just didn't have it. It was just it. He just didn't have it. He had his shining moments, but he just didn't have it. And, you know, I'm going to switch to a Lombardi comment. The guy's a professional, and he knows his stuff. But this comment about Justin Fields, think about it. Rookie quarterback, subpar offensive line, monsoon.
Gorilla.
What else can you say? Mm-hmm. What else can you say? I'll hang up and listen, guys. But once again, I love the show.
Appreciate you, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.
Joey G's in Melrose Park. There he is. It's Joey.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Joey, what's up, Sparky?
What's up, Slim?
How you doing?
If I'm getting skinnier, I won't be able to see you on TV.
I'm within 5 pounds of what I weighed as a junior in high school. When I hit that 5 more pounds, we're going to get a beef and sausage combo.
I'll be dead by then.
I'm going to be quick.
I want to go to this Mike Lombardi.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's entitled to their opinion. And Mike Martz, okay, he had a great team. He won a Super Bowl. Okay, if I had that around me, I'd win a Super Bowl too. Okay, after Sunday, I'm putting my reputation on the line. After Sunday, they're both going to be pounding salt. After we win 17-14 at Lambeau.
I hope you're right.
Black field goal, the ghost of Walter. He will help us out.
I will be screaming Monday morning. If the Bears win, I got to do post-game over TV. I'm going to get very little sleep. I'm going to come in here, and I'll be bouncing in here screaming.
Well, wait a minute.
Take
the Bears
that,
win.
Green Bay.
If the Bears win, why don't we just go and eat then?
We could. Right.
Forget
after
the 5 pounds.
Right at wow.
All right,
I'm gonna be screaming, take that Green
Always
Bay.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, gentlemen. You guys are the best in the business.
Use the best.
If Joey's right, if they win 17-14 at Lambeau on Sunday, I think Monday, Bears victory Monday, we give Joey G a 10-minute block. He gets to co-host the show with the boys.
A 10-minute block. We're gonna blow out Alex Brown.
We're going to come back with Hood, Cap, and Joey G.
Yes.
Welcome back to the show. It's Joey G.
How about this? Not Monday, because we can't get it put together that quick. If they win 17-14, Joey gets to come in and co-host the last hour of the show one day.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll be on vacation.
The last hour? A whole hour?
A whole hour.
He's going to drive here from Melrose. All right, a half hour.
The FCC is going to be locked in on that hour.
Exactly.
That would be awesome.
Welcome back to the show. It's Joey G. It's Cap and the J-Hood. I want to say hello to my guy, Rocky, who's listening. Hey, Rock, I'm on the radio.
If Joey G hosts the show, how many sandwiches is he going to bring into the studio?
The
table's just going to be au jus everywhere.
Gentlemen. He'll have desserts.
Gentlemen, let me tell you about this Bears. Can I tell you about them?
Yes, Joey G.
I'm tired.
Yeah, keep going, pal. The 3-minute call's fine, but you got to keep talking.
Dude, that guy, Joey G, has become one of my favorite parts of our show.
Yes.
Love that.
I love when he calls in because, you know why? It's honest.
He is.
Right? He's an honest man.
He is.
So, and a big Chicago sports fan.
Yep. I think he'd be a fun guy to hang out with.
Gee, we appreciate the telephone call. Do you ever use football as an excuse? We'll get to that coming up next. Shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. All part of the mix on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We got shot or no shot coming your way at 8 o'clock. You know, Cap, for some guys, you know, you just can't help it. College or pro, you're watching football and you know that will take up Saturdays and Sundays. We've mentioned on previous shows, it's weird when you see guys walking around aimlessly during in the NFL while it's on, or college football. You're like, hey, shouldn't you be watching the game? Shouldn't you be at a bar? Shouldn't you be at home watching the game? We just find those people odd because we're people that are in the sports circle, right? Sure. We're in the sports bubble.
Correct.
And so Shay, the question is, do you ever use football as an excuse? Sometimes, hey, if it's the Bears and your wife wants to go, you know, what is it, apple picking, you know, or going to a wine tasting. I've been to those before. Sweater over your shoulder, the wine tasting. I've done those.
I've never done the sweater over my shoulder.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely got to have the look.
That's the Yacht Rock outfit, Cap. Yeah. That screams weekend you. Come on.
Yeah, no, that's not me.
With the knot tied around or under the neck?
That is not me.
Well, those are the people that you hang around. The upper crust. Not the lowly people like us, the staff.
Well, I will be free. I'm just saying.
I mean, come on now. I mean, that's totally you.
I went to that thing at Ravinia, and I was with my friends Dennis and Tracy and my wife Mindy.
Did you run into Danny? He was there, too. Did you guys clink glasses?
We texted. I couldn't.
If you'll pardon the expression.
I couldn't find Danny. I went looking for him, but it was so crowded I couldn't find him. But I did not dress that way.
Yes.
I had something sleeveless on.
I'm sure. Your collar was popped, I'm sure.
No, I don't do the collar popped.
Sleeveless. Yes. Cat pulled up to Yacht Rock Review in a tank top?
It was actually like a t-shirt that was a little short in the arms.
Sort of like the Fonz.
Turner.
Okay, so nonetheless.
I had to show off the ink.
Do you ever use football as an excuse? Shay, for someone who loves college football and will watch the NFL because you love football, have you ever used football as an excuse to get out of something?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, this weekend we had a couple events out of town tentatively on the calendar. And I told my wife, honey, Michigan State, Washington is Saturday night, and it's Bears-Packers on Sunday. I'm not going to go. I'm not going with you.
Yeah.
You can go if you want to go, but I'm staying home.
Cap has done that. Cap's done that. If there's concerts that he doesn't want to see and there's something on the TV, you will stay. Now, in my home in the Hood Cave, you know, Peacock knows. Bears-Packers, if there's a party that's going to happen on Sunday, I won't be there because I'll be watching the game. I'll be locked in. It's the Bears, after all. Georgia's playing. We could do something on Saturday, but it's got to be around that game because it's destination television. How few things do we have in life in which is destination television?
Correct, because 99% of like the show, like I'm not a big show guy. I'm just not a TV show guy.
Oh, but
not a show guy, not a hyphen guy, not a okay. Add to the list. Got it.
Not a radio show guy.
No, I'm not talking about radio.
Oh,
I'm talking about like whatever's on Netflix or any of these chats. I can watch that whenever.
Give this guy a TV guide, for God's sake, so he knows what's on in 2022.
I can watch on a plane. I can watch late at night if I'm up. Like, I don't have to be, oh, my God, who shot JR's on? I got to watch that.
It's nothing like a 1980 reference there.
I was talking about him.
Oh, come on!
Do you know that I still get that, like, once a month?
Who shot
seriously,
JR?
Just random people. Oh, hey, who shot you? Like, seriously, do you know how long ago that was?
You know how big that was in this country, though?
Yeah, I was 11. You don't have to tell me.
40 million people are watching CBS on a Friday night at 8 o'clock trying to find out who shot Larry Hagman.
Right. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm going to be totally honest. I'm going to age myself young here.
Right.
No clue. Way over my head.
All right, one Google search. Just type in who shot JR, and then it'll give you all the information you need. Nonetheless, I mean, that's the whole thing, destination television.
Right,
so,
but that's sports.
Have I used football as an excuse to get out of something? Yes. But also, in my household, she understands, hey, man, the Bears are on. So whatever you got planned, it's got to be beforehand. Because when it comes to 7:20, when that game comes on Sunday night, bam, I'm in the Hood Cave watching.
Okay, so in my house, my wife completely gets what I do for a living.
Yes.
She's not really into the football as much, but she will sit there, do whatever she's doing on her iPad. If I'm at home, I'm going to play golf Sunday, and then I'm going to go watch the end of the afternoon games, mm-hmm. and then do my job and watch the Bears and do pre-post at TV.
Yep.
But, yeah, man, I use sports as a excuse.
Yes.
My wife just won't make plans when there's a football Sunday. Like, if she says to me, hey, honey, Saturday, what do you have up? Hey, man, it's Michigan, Ohio State, or it's Alabama, Auburn, and the Iron Bowl. I've got to see that.
Mm-hmm.
She won't make plans. If she says to me, we have to go to this. It's our grandson's birthday party. Okay, I get it.
Now, there's another way to do it, too, and this is the way I'm sure Danny would do this. I would do this as well. And Shay can't, and you can't either. The other thing is that you go to the event, but you never turn your phone on. So you've DVR'd Michigan State, Shay, and then no one will tell you, and
no
then
shot.
You turn it on. That's the only thing. You can't do that. I could.
No shot.
I could do
me.
It.
I can't.
Because in my circle,
I've done that.
In my circle of friends, I'm sure a game won't be on. It'll be music. The music, it'll be house music, or it'll be R&B or whatever. And I can be in a room and never talk sports, and I would never know what the score is. Go in and watch the game without knowing what's going on.
Yeah,
I could do that.
And I'll go into, if we have an event, please do not tell me the score of whatever. And I can absolutely do that. Like, if you had a family event, you're going to blow off the family event because you have to watch
football
game.
There are certain things. Weddings, I get angry.
Not
the fall wedding does make me angry. I get angry about those events. But
I hate a fall wedding.
There are things I will do.
You fall in love later in the year.
I don't like the leaves.
You guys are awful.
All I'm saying is,
why would you get in the football season? Why would you do that?
Well, Hoodie, you joke, but all I'm saying is, all summer I told my wife, all this stuff you want to do, we got to schedule it now. Let's get it done now. August, July, let's do these things on these weekends. Because once football season starts, I'm shutting it down. We're done.
I love that.
Lovely creature to be married to.
Shot or no shot, 2 minutes. Here we go.